The order signed by Governor Deval Patrick directs the Executive Office of Administration and Finance to set up a program that would allow businesses owned by disabled veterans to contract with state-funded construction, design, and goods and services projects. Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray, chair of the Governor's Advisory Council on Veterans Services, said that the initiative is intended to allow the small business owners to participate in public projects to support their own communities.
We have 124 service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, and this allows them to secure some of the state contracts in various forms. As they grow, those businesses grow. They're Massachusetts businesses, and these dollars stay in the community and cycle through.
John Downing, president and CEO of Soldier On, a Western Massachusetts-based organization that helps homeless veterans obtain housing and employment and also provides supportive services, said that many of the veterans returning today are Army reservists.
And most of us are under the impression that those men and women are coming back to their jobs. But the reality is that's just not true, that private employers cannot afford to keep jobs open or fill them temporarily and then backfill when the veteran comes home. Happens very rarely, and so a number of them come back and need to find employment.
Downing said that if that veteran were working a skilled trade job before heading overseas, it could be difficult to find employment doing the same thing when they come home. Lieutenant Governor Murray said that with the 10-year anniversary of the Iraq War approaching, many of the returning veterans today suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury deserve some assistance in being able to market their professional skills learned in the military.
You know, since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have started, with about 45,000 men and women from Massachusetts have served, we know that while technology in the battlefield has saved lives and are grateful for that, we also know that we have more wounded warriors. We want to make sure that they, as they return, that we can provide them opportunities to continue to contribute and participate in a economy that is coming out of this recession.
According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, located in Massachusetts, there are approximately 385,000 veteran men and women living in the Bay State. The executive order signed by Governor Patrick requires that the goals, eligibility requirements, and guidelines for the initiative be developed by the Executive Office of Administration and Finance. All areas of state procurement contracting will include businesses owned by service-disabled veterans. The ANF will create a service-disabled veteran-owned business enterprise program to oversee the initiative. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.